Paul McGowan, what is Blockhead? What is it to you?
I think Blockhead is an experiment where you get lots of expectations of lots of people and you give them the same subject matter and it sees, and you watch how they each interpret it. You can get such a variation of interpretations and what runs around in people's heads that sometimes you can be quite surprised what the result is. And I suppose Blockhead is getting, rather than curating a show in a gallery with different people doing individual artworks, you're curating a show within the artwork. So you have everybody on each individual artwork. None of them are aware what the other person's doing. And I suppose that's Blockhead.
Is Blockhead a gallery, and are you the curator of that gallery?
I don't know. I think the time we're in is the gallery when it comes to Blockhead, and I'm just one of the many curators of the piece. I mean, the whole situations that involve each piece, they sort of curate themselves. I get to finish the piece off and work with Chris to finish things off, but that doesn't fill the content of the piece. Other people fill the content of the piece, other people's interpretations. So it's a free spirit. Chris, what are you doing here for Spectrum?
Hi, yeah, my name's Chris Stocker. I'm a part of Blockhead, along with Mark South Thornton, Paul McGowan and Michael Cole, one of the guys who worked on Blockhead, bolting together the Divinity of Monsters.
How have you found it working with the service users that come to the Art Arc?
Yeah, it's really good fun actually. I showed a couple of the guys around the computer here, showing them how to create computer animations, and they seem to enjoy it a lot. So I've been working here with Paul, who's been working next door as well with the service users, and it's been a really enjoyable thing.
What are your expectations of the Blockhead project with Spectrum, and where do you see its future?
Spectrum have provided us with this fantastic studio, and it gives me a lot of concentrated time where I can be on my own actually with no distractions and think about Blockhead and where it's going to go. It's really rewarding and revealing when you work with these different people with these different levels of Asperger's or autism, and you never really quite know what you're going to have or what you're going to find, but the results are always surprising and you get a lot out of it. When I work with the service users, I don't sit down with pen and paper and I don't get them to draw things, I don't get them to do anything. As a matter of fact, I let them do whatever they like when they want to do it in their own space, in their own time. As a matter of fact, when Patrick's here, we tend to do a lot of fishing. And that's the way it works, you know.
Future of Spectrum and its art project?
I feel really positive about it. I know they're very positive about it, and I think when there's lots of people and they're all thinking that in that way, I think only good can come of it. I mean, the service users love it. They thoroughly enjoy themselves down there. And at the end of the day, you can't ask for more. How do you think you're going to approach working with the service users?
Well, I'm looking forward to working with service users. I don't see any reason why Spectrum, or places like Spectrum up and down the country, I don't see any reason why they can't be more of an influence on the education system as a whole.
How did you get involved with the Blockhead project?
I just strayed into it. I don't really, there was no plan. It just, these things just happen.